You tuned to Classic Hits 48 Saturday afternoon, Sarah Spott, all thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier. With me in the studio, Medical Director Dr. Carolyn McLeod. We've got to focus on dementia. It is Dementia Awareness Month. What exactly is the condition of dementia, Dr. McLeod?
Well, it's a decline in reasoning and memory. That's the first thing. Usually short-term memory goes. Your other mental abilities, you can't remember things, and it just continues to progress to the fact that you can't even take care of yourself. Now, Alzheimer's is a slow onset of dementia, but there's also vascular dementia, which we can actually prevent most cases of vascular dementia, and it's due to, like, stroke, and that might be acute. You know, you have a stroke and you damage your brain, and that will go on to be dementia. Also, any trauma to the brain can cause dementia. Like they're trying to stop this in soccer, them hitting the head with the ball. Anything that hits the face, I think boxing should never hit the face. And anything that moves the head, like all these kids that are doing, they think some of it's because they're in younger sports or hitting their heads at younger ages, and we don't want that because that trauma can lead on to dementia later on in life, any trauma to the brain.
How can it be prevented? Is there a way?
Yes, well, the vascular causes of dementia we can do something about, and I thought each week we could sort of talk about one of the most important things, activity or exercise. We know modifies your risk factors, and you can start with children. I remember my pediatrician told me not to let the kids watch any TV till they're 2 years old because they can't process it. Well, then get up and play with your kids and do games with your kids. You want to have your kids active. You want them, instead of sitting in the chair watching TV, if you are later in life, maybe do a puzzle so you're getting up and down. We know that just sitting is deadly, and there's a new program, Stand Up, in the government. Every 30 minutes they want you standing up, moving your legs, doing some exercises, and getting out of the sitting position, because it takes an hour and a half of exercise a day to compensate for 8 hours of sitting. So that we got to start with the children, and as young families, we need to start there so that it's really active. You're out playing ball, you're out running, you're out going walking, you're going out and doing camping. All those things are really good. And then when you get to school, I'm very lucky. Sports was real pretty much mandatory. We didn't consider it mandatory. We loved going out and do sports. The only child in my class that couldn't do sport had rheumatic heart disease, and she was the only one that was overweight. But now that wouldn't happen because she'd have her transplant. You know, she wouldn't have to have that. So we now know that with cardiac disease, we want to keep them active in movement. It actually helps the heart. So we need to really focus on keeping kids active as children, making sure their bones are strong. And then when you get to young people, you need to really hope that they don't smoke. You hope that if they drink alcohol, they wait till as long as possible. We know even more than one drink a day increases your risk of dementia. It goes up. And we know that 1 in 5 Australians are drinking too much, and that it's a natural cause of dementia, overuse of alcohol. And then we want to modify our diet, and you can't eat pizza all day. even in university, fortunately now they fund women's sports as much as men's sport, because women used to become very inactive in college. There was no sports for me when I went to university. But then it changed. They changed the law so that they had to spend as much money on women's sports as they did men's sport.
Good.
Yeah, and so I have a trouble as I've gotten older. I used to dance and do everything, but as you get older, you kind of get into working all the time, and you've really got to figure out how to incorporate activity in your life. And it can be as simple as when you're walking. If you walk 20 seconds and you're unable to breathe, that's what they call high intensity. I don't mean not breathe, but unable to talk. That's called high intensity training. And we know that that helps, just going zoom. So you get your heart rate up, and that's really helped to know that just even walking upstairs, but do it rapidly, get yourself a little bit out of breath. Everything, little bit of help, because they say on average they want you to get about 30 minutes of exercise a day, but you can that can be 30 minutes separated. You can do 1 minute here, 1 minute there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, and you just need to incorporate it in your whole lifestyle, like park far away. And it isn't that easy. I have the same problem as anyone else, and you don't have to overdo it either. The other thing you want to do is strength training. We know that's really, really good. And that can just be picking up two cans in your cabinet and just doing curls, run, sitting there, putting them over your head. You can, when you're sitting down, lift your legs up so that they have the gravity pushes down on your legs, and sit there and do some exercises with your ankles. Any type of thing, like move your back, because your only circulation you get in your joints is when you're moving. There is no blood supply going to your joints, so you need to, like, your neck. I see neck pain all the time. And that's because people are looking at those computer screens and not moving. Every half hour, you need to do those exercises to move the neck and the spine and get things moving, move your hips, because that's how it gets circulation. Your joints won't go to sleep on you.
Well, there we are. Really interesting information there. A little bit of a focus on dementia, and movement seems to be one of the keys in helping to keep it at bay. You tuned to Classic Hits 4CA Saturday afternoon. Sarah Spott.